Does your MP3 player talk in a sexy voice? I didn't think so. Unplug and tune into Sound FM 100.3.
Trying to get heard? You could yodel. Trying to get exposed? You could go naked. But at CKMS, we've got a better idea. Advertising on Radio Waterloo puts you hand in hand with the campus and the community. Want low rates and fantastic exposure? Advertise with 100.3 FM CKMS. Just by calling 519-886-2567. That's 519-886-CKMS. Pumping what matters from the heart of Waterloo.
Love turns out to be untrue. There's nothing left to do but swing out in the groove. Feeling sad and real low down. Folks are talking all over town. Take the chance, you got nothing to lose. Just swing out in the groove. The band's playing the jumping jive. Everything is fine and mellow. You get high by and by, and you swing out like a shallow. Then you know you're feeling gay. Swing and sway the red hot way. Feeling better cause you got nothing to lose. Swing!
Good evening and welcome to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. I am your host, Turlock Myers, and I'm here with you until midnight. And it is May 3rd that this is being aired, but today is actually the 28th of April. I'm here in Toronto with Roslyn... Roslyn! I'm so sorry!
Rosalyn Calatacedra. Everybody gets it wrong the first time.
I'm horrible with it. I'm terribly sorry.
Don't worry about it.
So you are about to produce a play about swing dancing.
I'm actually not producing. I am the writer. You're doing fine. It's great. I'm the writer and one of the principal actors. And the play is called 6 and 8. Taylor Graham is producing and directing. And it's getting a workshop presentation in the Rock Paper Sisters Festival, which is hosted by Be Current. It's all very exciting.
Fantastic. And when is that workshop production taking place?
It's happening on Tuesday, May 8th. The evening kicks off at 8 p.m., so there are going to be readings from a bunch of other pieces that are each 10 minutes long, and then we get started at 9 p.m., so we have a 60-minute presentation for Acts 1 and 2, and then we're having a dance party right there in the theater.
Fantastic. Who's running the dance party?
Do you want a DJ?
I'd love to.
All right, done.
Or you could always just, you know, play this show and dance to all the music that's playing the show. That's a bad idea. Don't do that.
You don't want that to happen. You definitely don't. But Shannon Revnick and Jasper Palfrey from Bee's Knees are doing a lesson to get us started because a lot of the audience will be from the swing scene, but a lot won't. So we're going to, you know, have a little intro.
They're pretty well-known people around here.
Yes, they are.
Fantastic. So now you had to take up swing dancing to study for this play.
Yes, I did. It's kind of the running joke that I wrote a play about swing dancing, not knowing how to do it. And it's kind of hard to explain to people. Like, when I first met Shannon, I had Googled the whole Toronto swing scene to see who could teach me how to do it. And I was trying to explain my situation to Shannon, and she was just like, okay, well, this could be really bad. Could be okay. And luckily it turned out pretty good.
All right. So walk us through the play itself. What's the deal with the play?
Okay, well, it's a two-hander, meaning there's just two actors running the whole thing. And it's about communicating, the different ways that we communicate and fail to communicate. So these two people, Christian and Sadia, they meet in a pretty intense situation and are forced into this relationship where they have to work together, but they haven't learned each other's languages yet. They don't know how to talk to each other, so they wind up dancing. That's their way that they communicate. And then about halfway through the play, circumstances of our modern world wind up putting them in separate locations. And so then they lose that language of dance that had worked for them, and they still don't really know how to communicate with each other any other way.
That sounds amazing. And swing dancing is so absolutely perfect for that.
Yeah, I was pretty... I mean, it always seemed really about that connection to me just from watching it in movies and, like, I went to some clubs, but I never did it myself. But it always seemed like that's what it was about. And then when I started learning how to do it, I just kept realizing, oh my gosh, this is actually the perfect, perfect dance form to be in this play.
Fantastic. So how can we follow your work online?
Well, there are a bunch of ways. There's a Facebook group, 6 and 8. If you just type the number 6, type S-I-X, and then the little sign, and then the word 8. There's a group on Facebook. There are about 320 members now, so we're very excited. Or you can follow the blog. And again, if you Google 6 and 8, or if you Google my name, Rosalind Collada Cedra, well, actually, don't do that. A whole bunch of stuff comes up if you do that. But there's a blog, 6 and 8 on WordPress. And other than that, you can Google Rock Paper Sistas Festival just to find out where we're at now. We're going to have a production of the whole thing later on in the summer. We haven't figured out the dates or venue or pretty much anything about that yet, but
I'm sure you'll let me know when that does come about.
Yes, yeah. I will post it, and I'll call you and tell you.
Fantastic. All right, well, thank you very, very much for joining me. Once again, this was Rosalind Collada Cedra.
Oh, it was so close.
I was doing so well.
Rosalind Collada Cedra.
And this is the Swing and Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. My name is Turlock Myers, and we're going to get back to a little bit of music now. A little bit more from Janis Lee and Justin James, and I hope you will enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a good night.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand, I get misty just holding your hand. Whoa. my way. And a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear, I get misty whenever you're near. Don't you know that you're leading me on? And that's just what I want you to do. Can't you see that I'm hopelessly lost? That's why I'm following you. Oh, on my own. Would I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Misty. Right here on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. You're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show. It's 11:13 p.m. And that was Janice Lee and Justin James, who will be playing at the Jazz Room in the Hoother Hotel on May 17th. What time does that concert begin?
Starts at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. And what is the cost to get in?
It's $10.
$10 cover.
And there'll be two other artists playing that night.
All right. All right. Awesome. So it's you're not alone. You'll be with a few other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. And will you be playing some of the same songs tonight that you are at the Jazz Room?
Yeah, we're going to sing Misty for sure.
Yeah.
The other ones will be original songs that I wrote. And then we'll have them arranged with a drum kit. And actually, our friend Amelia Calbury Musica is probably going to come and play some viola too. So it'll be really nice.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. The whole, just for those of you who are listening, the whole mood in the station right now is very relaxed and loving right now, let me tell you.
And you can hear the rain through the window. It's nice.
It's very romantic, yeah.
Yeah, romantic.
Yeah. And
Sherlock has lit all these candles and put them all over the desks. They're really nice. They're scented. Vanilla. I wasn't expecting that. It's a nice touch.
Well, you know, I'm just full of romance.
Ladies.
I'd forgotten what I was going to say to you guys. Oh, that's right. I was going to mention, you know, there's kind of a thing in radio where people look nothing like how they sound.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's entirely true right now. I think you guys look exactly like how you sound because, okay. You know, when you're playing the music, I can see your faces and it's beautiful. You know, right in your faces, I can see the passion for what it is that you're doing for sure. It's wonderful. So seriously, I strongly recommend people who are listening, go check them out on the 17th because that is going to be a great show. Have you got some more music for us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do this one?
You want to do that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that one.
They're going to do that one.
This is On the Street Where You Live.
Oh, we're doing that one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that one. Okay.
Oh, you didn't see where I pointed. I really like this song. It's from My Fair Lady, or that's where most people know it from. And I sing it all the time in my life. Anytime I'm on a street where one of my friends live, I sing it.
Right on. Or, guesting on a radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So it's... Okay. Often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you might suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth where I would rather be. Let the time go by. You know there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can't be here on the street where you live. Street where you live.
Street where you live is the name of the song?
On the street where you live.
On the street where you Learn live.
Hello.
Janice Lee and Justin James swinging
really
out here.
Good, eh? Janice That's okay. and Justin James.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
J and J.
Janice and Justin. JJ and JJ.
Yeah. Yeah, Janice Jolie. We'll Janice see. We'll think about it.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I just want to be Janice Lee and the Handsome Fellows. That's what I want.
And the Handsome Fellows. Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
All right.
We'll work on
I
it.
I can dig that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm very comfortable in myself to know you're a very handsome man, Justin.
Oh, well, thank you.
Put that on the poster. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Put that on the poster. Justin is a handsome man. So if for no other reason listeners, you're going to go and see their show on the 17th, go because Justin is very handsome.
All right.
All right. That's a show tune.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Is there something about show tunes that just kind of stirs it up for you?
I like show tunes because they're so playful, you know? And in my mind, I see, you know, the actor on the stage playing this out and the dance moves that are happening, you know, in the different parts. And, like, the dance break when the piano takes over and then the actors can do their thing. And so when you're on stage, actually what I really am excited about for this show is some of the songs where I don't play guitar, I'm going to put the guitar down and just sing, and you can move your hands, and that's a big thing for me because I feel the guitar limits me, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I can't dance and move because I have to play these chords. Mm-hmm. And so it's really fun for me. It's because I have a musical theater background to be able to really just get into the song
Milk
and sing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what about and yourself, Justin? Ooh.
Well, yeah, I'd have to agree with Janice. There's something about show tunes that it is so lively, and you really do, with a lot of these tunes, like if they're done right, you get a little pick-me-up, you know?
Yeah.
And you just have to tap your foot. You have to, you know, do something when you're listening to it. You can't just, you know, sit still and listen to this stuff. That always bothers me when I'm at a concert and they're playing, like, show tunes like this, and there's, you know, someone in the corner just sitting there completely still.
you know they're holding it in, right?
Yeah, I don't know how they do
they're
it.
Lying
it's,
to themselves.
It's fascinating. They're like, no, I will not dance. I will not move my body.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been listening to a little bit too much Frank Sinatra, who won't dance, don't ask him.
Yeah.
Actually, Fred Astaire sang that first.
Was it Fred Astaire?
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Almost.
Well, Frank Sinatra has a version of it.
I just got musical pwned.
Yeah, but pretty much every standard, not every, but the big ones, Fred Astaire sang first.
Really?
Like,
I didn't even know that.
Someday when you're awfully low and the world is cold. What is that? And I'll feel the glue just the way you look tonight. That's Fred Astaire. Almost all of them, Fred Astaire sang to Ginger Rogers first. I mean, that's like the first recording of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then everybody else went and sang. Michael Bublé included, you know?
Yeah.
Fred Astaire is not only, you know, such a great influence on singing, but also on dancers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I can tell you for sure. Ginger Rogers, his partner, also worked for a little while with Gene Kelly, but said that Fred Astaire, his leading technique was just completely natural. And so, you know, Fred Astaire, I guess he's just one of those grossly, disgustingly talented people.
Jack of all trades.
Totally, yeah.
Actor, you know, he could play piano. He could play ragtime boogie-woogie piano.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but he could play drums very well naturally, being a tap dancer.
Yeah.
But, and in his early movies, he plays some piano, but later on he doesn't.
Yeah.
He was, like, self-conscious about how long his fingers were. So he didn't like showing them off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But people forget he's a singer because he's a dancer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the same with Nat King Cole. I mean, like, not dancing-wise, but everybody knew him as a singer. But not many people know that before he was a singer, he was a great jazz pianist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, my greatest influence, Oscar Peterson, took a lot from the book of Nat King Cole. And, like, phenomenal singer, but also great, you know, jazz pianist. So... Yeah. I think that was the way back then, is you had to be good at a lot to you know, kind of thrive, yeah.
Yeah,
you sure. Get in doing, I can play piano, and turns out I can also sing.
Yeah.
Well, that's like Diana Krall, right? Piano player turned singer. Michael K. Sammer, piano player turned singer.
The list goes on.
Harry Connick Jr.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, Harry Connick, yeah.
You'll be more marketable if you can sing as well.
Yeah.
People like that.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're just going to take a short break and listen to a little bit of music and just relax, and a few more ads for the radio, and then we've got, I think, two more songs from you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrific. Two more songs, and then this show is just going by so quickly. We're having so much fun here in the studio. All right. Here is Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club with Eyes a Muggin.
That's a mouthful.
Every night on the stand, hear the boys holler.
Gam, gam.
Where?
Over there.
Over there.
Yes, over there.
Under the chair.
Yes, under the chair.
Well, what old chair?
That old chair.
What, that old chair?
Yes, that old chair.
Not that old chair.
Yes, that old chair.
Well, I was mugging.
La-di-da-da.
I was mugging.
La-di-da-da.
Come on down, gate, and swing with me. Come on down, let's drink some tea.
Drink some tea?
Yes, drink some tea.
What old tea?
The mighty tea.
The mighty man.
Yes, the mighty man.
Woo! Hey, hey.
Woo, hey, hey.
Woo, hey, hey.
Woo, hey, hey.
Woo, hey, hey.
Oh, eyes muggin'.
La-di-da-da.
Eyes muggin'. I went down to the railroad station.
Railroad station?
Yes, the railroad station.
What old station?
The Lehigh station.
What you do?
I called the cab.
Called the cab?
Yes, called the cab.
Called what cab, sir?
I called the red cab, sir.
Who, me, sir?
Yes, you, sir.
Not me, sir.
Then who, sir?
The blue cab, sir.
Who, me, sir?
Yes, you, sir.
Not me, sir.
Then who?
Sir, boy?
Yes, you, sir.
Not me, sir.
Well, then who, sir?
Oh, the red cap, sir.
Who, me, sir?
Yes, you, sir.
Not me, sir.
Then who, sir?
The red cap.
muggin. I's muggin boo. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to play this little I's muggin game with us, all you got to do is turn us over. Turn us over. Yes, yes, yes. Dee da dee da dee da dee da.
Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Swing with weekly live jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live music every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Hepcat Studio, 42 Herb Street East in Waterloo. For more information, go to www.hepcathoppers.ca. Shady Nook Farms, raising all natural cattle with care, are your local food source for beef. We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynookfarms.com.
Romance too hard to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride.
full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, I wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing that light, can't hold a candle to your ass-dazzle eye. Look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eyes, in your eyes, in your eyes.
Justin James and Janice Lee on the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. What song was that?
It's Old Devil Moon from Finian's Rainbow, the musical.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's totally different. It's a song that people have really played around with. Because in the musical, it's really slow and ballad-like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here it's in cut time.
Ooh. Justin just said, and it's in cut time here.
And so, do you prefer playing that tune, or is it that way, or is it kind of a way that you sort of try to develop the tune itself by playing it in another way?
I don't know. It's whatever we feel, really. I think today it just felt right to do it, you know, faster and, you know, do it over the sustained dominant, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea why I did it like that. It just felt right.
Isn't that just the beauty of jazz? Yeah. Know, whatever I feel like.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No, I think the slow version is really boring. So I like it fast.
Good to know you're honest with us, Janice.
Yeah. When I watched the musical, the one with Fred Astaire in it, always goes back to him, I was like, this song is so boring like this. Because I'd heard remixed versions of it before I heard the actual version. I was like, that's boring.
And so... Tell us about the lyrics then. Do the lyrics sort of suggest a slower kind of a ballady tune, or is it, or do you think?
Yeah, well, it's a love song, right?
Okay.
Something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. You know, it's talking about like your eyes are so pretty.
Okay.
But this is like we're like snapping it out and just picking it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. All right. So it's 11:35, and I think you guys have another song for us.
Yeah.
You obviously the reason you play music is because you love music,
mm-hmm.
right? So where can we find you guys on a regular basis then?
If you go to my website, I list all our gigs on there. So it's just janicejolie.ca. Should I spell that or something?
Yeah.
JanicJolie.ca. Or you can follow me on Twitter. I've been trying to use that more. I was just telling Justin I have 7 tweets in the last 2 months trying to use it. But people, and then the KW Jazz Room or the Jazz Room like retweeted my tweet. And I hate saying the word tweet, but it's cool. You can follow us there.
Cool. And yourself, Justin?
Well, I think the only thing I'm doing right now, working with Janice and getting around town, so you'll be seeing me with her a lot. I also play with the Royal City Big Band. I play keys for them, and they have a website. I'm sure you could find it if you Googled it. I haven't been to it recently. But the Royal City Big Band, we do gigs around Guelph, Waterloo, Tri-City area, and... It's a great band. We just wish we had more opportunities to play.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, the Lindy Hoppers in Kitchener-Waterloo know the Royal City Big Band fairly well and love it. Everybody totally loves it. Mm. It's tons of fun to dance to a big band, you know, really bringing back, you know, some of the vintage stuff.
Do they play Sing, Sing, Sing?
We have, yeah.
Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, it's a good tune.
Yeah.
The
blood boiling. It's just
Louis Prima really made that tune, didn't he?
No,
yeah, Louis Prima is something else on that one. All right, well, if you guys have another song for us, take it away.
Sure.
Yeah. What have you got?
We're gonna sing "Basin Street Blues," which The version I know of it is by the Mills Brothers. Do you know the Mills Brothers?
Yes, I do.
They do a. They're just a cappella, and it would sound like they were a full band because they would make all the trumpet noises and all the instrument noises with their voices. So
I love your scatting, by the way, Janice.
It's, oh, thanks. Yeah. It's fun. Awesome.
Yeah. All right, Basin Street Blues, Janice Lee and Justin James.
Oh, won't you come along with me to the Mississippi? We'll take the boat to the land of dreams, stream down the river to New Orleans. All the bands there to meet us, old friends to greet us. Where all the light and dark folks meet, heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Oh, Basin Street is the street where the elites always meet in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. So glad to be. Yes, sorry, when welcome's free, dear to me, where I know my Basin Street with me. Oh, down to Mississippi. We'll take the boat to the land of dreams. Stream down the river, down to New Orleans. All the bands there to meet us. Old friends to greet us. Where all the light and dark folks meet. They call it Basin Street. Oh, you know Basin Street. You know it's the street where the elite, they always meet in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. So glad to be, yes, so free. Where welcome's free and dear to me, where I can lose.
Basin Street Blues, Janice Lee and Justin James, or Janice Lee and the Handsome Man.
Sure,
yeah.
Handsome fellow.
Handsome fella. I think fella is a little bit more jazz.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Right on, right on. So that must be a favorite of yours. I can, by the way you were playing it.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I like it because that's like the ragtimey kind of feel, right? Is that what
ragtime
you're doing?
Ragtimey, New Orleans, Dixieland. Wah, you hear the clarinet in the background.
Yeah,
trombone going, wah, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's finish off the night then. We're going to play a little bit more of the classic New Orleans kind of style. Here's some classic New Orleans music. Here's Mashiya Lake with Comes Love.
I like that song.
Comes a rainstorm, put the rubbers on your feet, comes a snowstorm, get a little deeper, comes love and nothing can be done. tire. Buy another Schumacher. Comes love and nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, isn't any use. You'll start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see a dentist right away. But comes love, nothing can be done.
All right. It is 11:48 p.m., and it has come to that time to wrap up the show. Delayed reaction.
Justin, la la la.
Justin is deep in the music. We just heard the Leftover Cuties with the game called Life, and before that we heard something else. What did I play? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Dixieland.
Yes, Dixieland. It was Mashiach Lake with Comes Love. That's right. Hmm. Time to wrap up the show. This has been the Swingin' Blues Radio Show, right here on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and it's been totally awesome. Have you guys enjoyed yourselves?
Yeah, it's been great to play the songs.
I loved it. Yeah.
Go on the radio.
Terrific.
Fancy.
Well, once again, if you want to hear more of Janice Lee and Justin James, you can see them with drummer Adam Lewis at the Jazz Room located in the Hoother Hotel on May 17th at 8 o'clock p.m. Yes?
Yep.
Awesome. Yep. And it's been awesome having live music here in the studio. I hope you've enjoyed it yourself. It is Thursday, the 3rd of May, that this is being recorded, and I hope you have enjoyed listening to it as much as we have creating it for you. My name is Turlock Myers, and I hope that you all have a wonderful evening and a safe way home if you are headed that way. Good night.
Good night, KW. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's the Brit here.
And DJ JD, and we want to give you the inside look into Sound FM.